Hello, everyone. Today's passage comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'll read that for us. For I made up my mind not to make another painful visit to you. For if I cause you pain, who is there to make me glad but the one whom I have pained? And I wrote as I did, so that when I came, I might not suffer pain from those who should have made me rejoice. For I felt sure of all of you, that my joy would be the joy of you all. For I wrote to you out of much affliction and anguish of heart and with many tears, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love that I have for you. Now, if anyone has caused pain, he has caused it not to me, but in some measure, not to put it too severely, to all of you. For such a one, this punishment by the majority is enough. So you should rather turn to forgive and comfort him, or he may be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. So I beg you to reaffirm your love for him. For this is why I wrote, that I might test you and know whether you are obedient in everything. Anyone whom you forgive, I also forgive. Indeed, what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, has been for your sake in the presence of Christ, so that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs. When I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, even though a door was opened for me in the Lord, my spirit was not at rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I took leave of them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, a fragrance from death to death. To the other, a fragrance from life to life. Who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, like so many, peddlers of God's word, but as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, in the sight of God we speak in Christ. Amen. For today's devotional, I want to focus on verses 5 to 11, where the Apostle Paul talks about forgiveness. Paul addresses a certain man, an unnamed man in the Corinthian church, who seems to have caused pain to the church at a certain point. And because of this, we read that he received some sort of punishment or correction from the church. It seems now at this point, this man is repentant of what he had done. But from what we can tell, the Corinthian church was not so keen to forgive him. Paul says in verses 6 and 7, "For such a one, this punishment by the majority is enough. So you should rather turn to forgive and comfort him." Maybe we've experienced this to a degree in our lives too, where it was easier to point out the wrongs and try to correct someone who caused us pain. But when time comes to forgive them, we're hesitant to let go of the situation. But what I find convicting in what Paul says here is that he not only calls us to forgive, but also to comfort. He says in verses 7 and 8, "So you should rather turn to forgive and comfort him, or he may be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. So I beg you to reaffirm your love for him." This seems like a tall order, at least from the perspective of the one who has to forgive. The other party was the one who wronged me, but now not only do I have to forgive them, but I have to comfort them as well. Yes. Paul not only encourages us to do so, he says, "So I beg you to reaffirm your love for him, or he may be overwhelmed with excessive sorrow." This is what we are called to do as Christians. Christians who believe in and follow Christ, who gave the biggest display of forgiveness and comfort for us. So we are called to do the same. Paul wraps up this portion of the passage with a profound insight as to what exactly we're doing when we forgive one another. He says this in verses 10 and 11, "Anyone whom you forgive, I also forgive. Indeed, what I have forgiven, if I forgive in anything, has been for your sake in the presence of Christ, so that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs. Now, we're talking about something that goes beyond the scope of a situation between two parties. We are now in the realm of the spiritual. Basically, what Paul is saying here is to not let Satan win. When we're filled with unforgiveness or bitterness, it gives Satan a step up to try to bring us down. When anger, frustration, and unforgiveness is waged against one another, especially within the church, we're stepping right into Satan's devious plans. What Paul is exhorting us to do here is to wage spiritual warfare against the enemy through our forgiveness. When we forgive, we are squishing Satan's plans. Satan is the enemy, not one another. Maybe some of us right now are going through a difficult time with someone in our lives. Maybe it's a friend or a family member, a roommate, coworker, and it's difficult to forgive them, let alone comfort them and love them. But let's remember what Paul is encouraging us with in this passage. To forgive is to thwart the plan of the enemy. At the end of this chapter, Paul describes Christians as the aroma of Christ. And the aroma of Christ is at its thickest. People will be able to smell the aroma from miles away when we are quick to forgive, comfort, and love one another. Let's pray. God, we ask for your help. As fallen human beings, it's so difficult at times to forgive and comfort one another because our default mindset, Lord, is to think about ourselves, to hold on to anger, to not want to forget the wrongs done onto us. But God, you've done the exact opposite. You have forgotten our wrongs and released your anger onto Jesus, through whom we are completely forgiven. We're completely comforted and loved. As ones who've received this extent of grace, we want to be obedient to your call for us to do the same, to forgive and to love one another. Help us, Lord, to wage war against the enemy, to thwart the enemy's plans by our forgiveness. On our own, Lord, we lose this battle, but with you, the victory is already won. So God, help us, mold us to become more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.